We're learning the article, The Peace in the World by Bala Sulam. We're continuing with the title, Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth. The Peace in the World, the Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth. When we discuss good attributes, in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. This is but the truth. But the drawback is that, in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some drawback and the cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is that drawback. When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated, and it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it, since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective, so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted, for it is certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above-mentioned reason and clear truth. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker. That is because by nature, the power to work is not equal in each and every person. One person in the society labors in 1 hour of work due to his weakness much more than another who works 2 hours or more. And there is also a psychological matter here. Since he who is very lazy by nature exhausts himself in 1 hour more than his friend in 2 hours or more. According to the perspective of the evident truth, we should not compel one part of society to labor more than the other part for the satisfaction of the needs of their lives. But in truth, the naturally strong and nimble in society benefit from the labor of others and exploit them maliciously against the attribute of truth. For they labor very little compared to the weak and lazy in society. And if we also consider the natural law, taking after the majority, then such a truth that takes the number of hours of apparent work as a basis is completely infeasible, since the weak and the lazy are always the vast majority in society, and they will not allow the nimble and strong minority to exploit their strength and labor. Thus, you see that the above-mentioned basis, which is the labor of the individual on the condition of the evident truth, and with it the majority in the society, is completely impractical, since it cannot be examined and evaluated in any way. Thus you find that the attribute of truth has no practical ability to organize the path of the individual and the path of the collective in an absolute and satisfactory manner. Also, it is completely insufficient for organizing life at the end of correction of the world. Furthermore, there are even greater difficulties here, because there is no clearer truth than nature itself. And it is natural that each and every individual feels himself in the world of the Creator as a sole ruler, that all the others were created only to ease and improve his life, without feeling any obligation whatsoever to give anything in return. In simple words, we will say that the nature of each and every person is to exploit the lives of all other people in the world for his own benefit. And all that he gives to another is only out of necessity. Even then, there is exploitation of others in it, but it is done cunningly, so his friend will not notice it and concede willingly. The reason for this is that the nature of every branch is close to its root. Because man's soul extends from the Creator, who is one and unique, and everything is his. Likewise, man, who extends from him, feels that all the people in the world should be under his own governance and for his own private benefit. This is an unbreakable law. The only difference is in people's choices. One who chooses to exploit people by obtaining lowly lusts, and one by obtaining governance, while the third by obtaining respect. Furthermore, if one could do it without much effort, he would agree to exploit the world with all three together: wealth, governance, and respect. However, he is forced to choose according to his possibilities and capabilities. This law can be called the law of singularity in man's heart. No person escapes it. Rather, each and every one takes his share in that law. The great according to his size, and the small according to his size. Thus, the above law of singularity in the nature of every person is neither condemned nor praised, as it is a natural reality and has a right to exist, like all parts of reality. And there is no hope to eradicate it from the world or even slightly blur its form, just as there is no hope to eradicate the entire human race from Earth. Therefore, we will not be lying at all if we said about this law that it is the absolute truth. Since it is undoubtedly so, how can we even try to ease one's mind by promising him equality with all the people in the collective? Nothing is further from human nature than this. While one's soul inclination is to soar higher above the whole collective. Thus we have thoroughly clarified that there is no real possibility to bring good and joyful conducts to the life of the individual and the life of the collective by following the attribute of truth in a way that it will ease the mind of each and every individual so he may completely agree to it as it should be in the end of correction.
Who has an answer?
Oh, woman, hello. Moscow one.
Moscow one.
Please.
Да, да, дорогой Рав, слышно?
Слышно.
Yes, we hear you.
Я так понял, вот Бааль Сулам нас подводит к этому, к вопросу.
I understood that Бааль Сулам is leading us to this question, or more correctly, to the conclusion that a person, in order to be happy in society as an individual, happy in the society, he must feel himself as the entire collective, to be in this dual state.
No, it doesn't happen that way, and it will never happen that way. At least the way I understood you. Something else? Yes, Niv?
There's here Haggai. The solution to what he says is, like in communism, each according to his ability and each according to his needs.
And why is this not good? Why does it not draw people? Why is this not a correction?
No, it is a correction. With respect to the system, it's a correction. It's just simply that people don't understand it. It's concealed.
Meaning the end of correction and the complete communism are basically the same?
In the organization of the system, of course, there are more internal layers here.
Okay, you're right in something. That's towards the corporeal value, this equality, it could be, you're right. What?
Can I ask?
Yeah.
He assumes that you have to reach a complete agreement that will ease the mind of each and every individual. That's what he says, that's the final correction.
Yeah. That each one will calm down, yeah?
Yes. But where have we seen such a thing in nature?
We've not seen it, which is why the end of correction is still ahead of us.
So maybe the assumption from our point of view of reality is that since we, even if we look back, we've never seen such a state, that if we look forward, the system is always in a kind of balance of forces, and the weak are stronger, sometimes the stronger prevail, and it's an endless war. Why must we Each individual has to reach a complete agreement to that.
The end of correction cannot be without the agreement of each and every one from all of humanity.
Yes, it's clear that there is this state that he describes, but how can we, from our point of view, can besides imagining it like an utopia that we've never seen in any system of nature, why should it happen in humanity, the most complicated system? This is the natural state. Non-stop wars and such a system of balances of each one eating the other forever.
Okay. So if there was no more complex system in which didn't obligate a person to rise on the degrees of the attitude of one towards the other, then you're right. Then we would have eaten one another all the time, nonstop.
So what I'm asking is, where can we see some testimony, some sign to the fact that the system has to reach a balance one day? To aspire for a balance, yes, but to reach it? There's always a lack of balance that aspires to be balanced but never reaches a constant balance.
Why?
I don't know why, but it's a fact.
But why do we not reach it? Because of this desire to receive in order to receive. But if he stabilizes it, against it forms another force in order to bestow, and that there's no choice, he begins from this, and then afterwards more and more by supporting it himself and asking of the Creator and receiving help from the Creator. So why wouldn't it work out?
Well, if we're now putting in the system variables that there's a Creator and he's whole and we have to reach a state that we have to resemble him, it's all clear.
But you have no choice. It'll just work in such a way.
Yes, but here Baal HaSulam writes in a human, social way. He shows it to us in our eyes that humanity also tries to reach an answer to these questions, and he solves them here, and they can't reach it. So can we, from our state, without knowing what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us, to reach or to assume that this is the way it should be?
Yes, we can reach a decision that this is how it needs to be, if it will be. Otherwise the world has no choice to exist, and there's no beginning, no end. And in nature there is no logical force.
Okay.
Yes, as we see.
So then you're right. It's like it says, don't show a fool the work half done. That's how we are.
So, can we prove this picture of the final correction, the end of correction, from the point of view that we have? Or must we say, this is how the wisdom of Kabbalah looks at reality, that's its perception, believe it or not, but this is where we're headed to, and if we don't believe, someday you'll discover that.
What does that mean, and then you'll discover it? There are those who discovered it, that are ready, and they're telling it to us out of this revelation. And if we don't reach that, then we'll be in these opposite forms from the revelation. And this is why they tell it to us in this way. And they bring us all sorts of rational explanations. Maybe ask the question again.
The question is it possible in a state of a rational, egoistic, ordinary person, without knowing about the wisdom of Kabbalah, Can such a person adopt this point of view that reality has to reach a complete agreement for each and every individual? When this has no basis up until today, that we have to reach this state.
Try, and then you'll build, what, communism again? That's the whole problem, because then you're building society which as if is capable of reaching without the upper force, without the help of the Creator, of reaching equivalence, connection, love, etc. And this cannot happen because all of nature is egoistic. And as much as we, like Baal Salem writes, that even if you activate all of the punishments by this, you will not correct the person.
This means by negating it, you can show that there is no other way, no other solution.
Now, if there's no creator, you have no solution, which is why the communists, they are specifically the ones to bury themselves. Only if you turn to the Creator, form a connection with Him, which is what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches you, and then through the upper force, you do reach a solution.
Thank you. There are other questions here.
Please.
From what I understand, the only thing a person can do is hasten times. It's written about Israel that they hasten the times in this process, and that's the only thing that's possible to be done. The way I understand from the article, the lazy and one who has no talent is working harder than anyone else in the system. And there is a verse, you have toiled, you've worked hard, believe. And the Creator performed this thing called Israel in the ten. How does that cause a greater exertion? How does that hasten the times compared to this whole system?
The exertion in the group in a ten, it brings you to a state where you see that if you don't attain the unity, then you're lost. And then, out of a lack of choice, you begin to pray for the unification of the ten. And then, through the unification of the ten, you begin to receive the upper force from the upper system of Adam HaRishon. And then it's clear to you that there is a force in the world which can arrange everything, because it connects everyone into one system, into one mechanism. And then you turn to it, to that force.
This means that the uniqueness of Israel is that it reaches an outcry, an inability of its own forces, the fastest compared to others, and it has this thing called prayer it has to discover?
Yeah. Which is why, on the other hand, this is the nation, the people, which is the most unsuccessful and are always in problems and sorrows, which bring that group faster into the correction. Okay.
Amir, vakasha.
If there's no way to obtain these conditions, to get the conditions required for the end of correction, and we don't have an attainment in the Creator, how can we do it?
It's written how when you try to build these things with the friends and you see that you're incapable and you begin to pray.
But how? Who do I pray? How can I pray for something I have no attainment in, mentally or emotionally?
Try.
Amir?
Yes, Nif.
אם אנחנו צריכים את ההתערבות שלה בעוד.
If we need the Creator's intervention, how can we release ourselves or not to fall to the religious wars as we did throughout history?
There were religious wars just without any religion. It was just called that way.
It
was more right. And from their external actions, these or those or those.
Yes, but how can we get out of it and not fall again to that game again?
We're not returning to that same game. We're not returning to it. We also weren't in that. This is between the extreme religions.
Yes, but that's where humanity is playing, and we are trying to lead them to a different game. How?
No, we don't want to bring anything. We want to bring connection between people as the true connection.
But only the Creator can do it.
Okay. So turn to Him.
We will.
Woman help to.
Rav, toda. Lefi ma shekaranu, mahi midat.
Rav, thank you. According to what we've read, what is the attribute of truth?
What is the attribute of truth?
Yes.
Ad kama sheyesh lanu midat ha'ashpa'a azul.
As much as we have the attribute of bestowal to each other, and this is called the attribute of truth, because the Creator is between us, and if we bestow to each other, we bestow to Him.
How can we measure it?
Let's say the extent of the closeness of the hearts between us.
How can we measure it in the ten?
Also, the same thing. As much as the ten is more close.
I
apologize, I already cannot speak anymore today. So let's hope that we'll continue with this. Thank you. Navon?
Yes, so I'm not sure they're ready downstairs to accept us. So let's summarize the lesson in our tent, then we'll sing a song, we'll have messages, and we'll continue for the meal. So please, let's summarize the main things we've heard and we've received in this lesson.
שמעתי שהעיקר זה החיבור בקבוצה.
I heard that the main thing is the connection in the ten. I heard that the exertion in connecting the ten is the main thing. That only by this we reach the need for the Creator.
Our
role is to look for ways how to reach a corrected society, and with everything we've learned, with our nature, with the will to receive, and how the system broke, and how it advances towards correction. Ultimately, we need the Creator. Without Him, we will not be able to reach a correction of the broken system, and we need to build a prayer, a request from the Creator. That's what can help us to start coming closer to a correct state.
Yeah. The clarification of the prayer gave us more and more discernments, and a lot of strength from the source excerpts and coming together, all the friends in Israel and around the world, and that Rav is always close to us. I really felt that the friends are demanding together.
It was an intense lesson, and I don't remember anything because of that. I tried to stay in the field to perform an action of bestowal, to connect the friends, and a desire to give you contentment again and again and again.
In summary, that we learned that the ten can cause me such that a friend will have the intention to bestow an enter into Lishma, and this force, of course, we get only from above, but only through the ten, which causes the beginning of this path.
Ultimately, only the Creator can help, and what we need is only to increase the desire, the need for His help. Our role is always to reach a state that we're asking for His help, but ultimately only the Creator can help. So we have to remember it, and that He will complete the work all the time.
Gabriel is writing to us that the whole 10 helps each and every one of its friends for them to be able to, over every action, to make an intention in order to bestow through the 10 to the Creator. And I'll add, in bestowing contentment to the Creator, we can do so only by building the vessel which is similar to Him. And this can truly be only if the friends are working together on this with mutual support.
If I try to connect the three parts of the lesson, so we started from the transition from Lo Lishma to Lishma, and how in the broken system we're trying to reach the understanding of the depth of creation until ultimately we'll agree with the Creator with everything He did and created. Through the second part, we've learned the rules of this system, how a created being from below upwards, from above downwards, He's on the path to break, and later we'll learn how He returns back up, until we, in the third part, learned about the conducts of our society and what are the rules by which our society acts. And if we understand these rules, we can reach a correction quickly, and that's our role.
We agree with these points that you guys are bringing up. And this place where we, between us, form that quality connection. We do it through one thing and it's opposite. And we know there's friends who are connected from afar to us and are really giving a lot of pressure to find the Creator there.
What a life we have. There's bitter and sweet, darkness and light, and friends and those who object us. And I've found myself thinking about the letters. I don't understand anything about them, but how to acquire vessels to become the light. If you look up, there is such a hunger inside to accept these letters that may fill together, and a request, a strong request, and which is pointed.
Importance of the love of friends. It's really, really a high one. And we need to be meticulous and add to it as much as possible to give examples in the 10 of the love of friends and of the greatness of the Creator.
Okay, friends, our schedule for today. Today, Friday, our schedule is we're going down to the hummus meal now. Between 12 and 1, we have the afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman, and 2:30 until 3:30, a meal. At this, we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. You take things like the night. I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you stand.